أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ليلة القدر is all about formulating a plan of how to leave a legacy, for that in essence is the purpose of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mulk says that we have created death and life so that we may test which of you does the best of works. So what are we going to do? Well, first of all, maybe spend today, or starting from today, making a list of your aspirations, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Decide on what legacy you want to leave behind. Because in essence, the only thing we can take with us is what we leave behind. Most basic is memories, which others can revisit again and again and again. And maybe here are some pointers of where to start. You see, we will then connect it to the recitation of Surah Al-Ankabut, Rum and Dukhan on Laylatul Qadr, bearing in mind the hadith of Imam Sadiq when he says, whoever recites Surah Al-Ankabut and Surah Al-Rum on the 23rd night of Ramadan will certainly be amongst the people of Jannah without any exception, and I don't even say inshallah. And these two surah have a high position with Allah. So we've got to start today to be able to recite it and to be able to understanding. It's not just about general recitation without understanding. It's about being able to understand it. Formulate a mission statement for yourself. It shouldn't be more than one sentence. It should be easily understood and should be able to be recited from memory, even at gunpoint. So if you were to ask me, what is your mission statement? Then I'd probably tell you that I would like to be able to tell the angel of death when he comes, thank you for life. I did my best physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I'd like to tell him that I left the world a better place than what I found it in. I'd also like to tell him that I'm in absolute love. I'm in love with this book and with the Masumeen. And for me, that is my mission statement. Maybe you can devise one of your own. And finally, find your unique selling point. What you do best for your passion is the power, is your power, and that's the force which will sustain you. So maybe ask yourself the following questions. What are you most proud of in your life? Say you're about to die and you see your life flash before you. What do you see that changed lives in yourself? Who is doing the work you most wish you could be doing? What do you want more of? What do you want less of? These are all aspects which will be needed to be included in our write-up for Laylatul Qadr, which we will present to divinity. And finally, a hadith that I absolutely adore, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith al-Qudsi, you would not be seeking me unless you had already found me. Which means that you and I both know that to understand him, we need to understand ourselves. Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu. One who has understood himself has understood his Rabb. So in other words, we know what our full potential is. Somewhere inside we do. And we would not be seeking it unless we can see it. So let's find it before Laylatul Qadr.
Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim.